Blog Talk Radio.
For headlines, I'm going to deal with the UN agenda 2030. Now, a lot of people, there was a UN Agenda 21, and we talked about it on the broadcast last year. And so we're going to deal with the new one. There's a new version. It's UN Agenda 2030. Okay, and I'm going to go into details about it, but first I want to give credit to where this source was taken from, and this source was taken from TrueNews.com. That's a TRUNEWS.com. It's TrueNews.com, and this is where this particular information is coming from. Also, TrueNews.com has a awesome app that they just came out with called Praiser. It has music, Christian music, different genres of talk and other things on the app, and if you like to download, it's called Praiser. Praiser, P-A-Z-O-R. That's Praiser, P-A-Z-O-R. You don't have to worry about any profanity, any questionable Christian music or anything on there. Everything they have hand selected and made sure that is in keeping standards with our Christian beliefs, okay? And again, the website you can go to for the article for this information I'm going to give you today is True News. It's T-R-U. NEWS.com. All right. The United Nations Statistical Commission has released a document called Draft Global Indicators Framework, which adds an enormous global data collection program to their Agenda 2030 initiative. The UN's Agenda 2030 outlines 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or abbreviated SDG, and 169 targets to free the human race from the tyranny of poverty, heal and secure our planet, and place humans on a sustainable and resilient path by the year 2030. What does this mean? I'm going to break it down. Okay, the UN, the United Nations, They come together every so many years for us putting this plan together. We have a UN Agenda 21, and basically what it is a list of goals, what they consider, what they call sustainable development goals, in order to make our world better, okay? So they want to eliminate poverty. They want to give people equal rights. We're going to go into some of the things that they're talking about. And, yeah, it sounds good on the surface, but you got to know what they're doing because there's always a hidden agenda. So now we no longer in an agenda 21. They've come out with an agenda 2030, which is there was some called Agenda 21 on steroids. Okay, now what is these sustainable goals? And this is important for you to know what governments are planning. Now, as we know, there's going to be a one world government. Okay, there's going to be a one-world religion, a one-world currency. So we need to know what is going on. So this is not some, oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, yes, it does matter, especially if you are a Christian. Goal number one is to end poverty in all its forms everywhere. Sounds good until, listen, what does it really mean? Put everyone on government welfare, food stamps, housing subsidies and handouts that make them obedient slaves to global government. Never allow people to upward mobility to help themselves. Instead, teach mass victimization and obedience to a government that provides monthly allowance money for basic essentials such as food and medicine. Label it ending poverty, quote unquote. Okay, so on the surface it says end poverty and all its forms. Well, it sounds good until you get the catch. Okay, so people might say, oh, well, they're not trying to put us all on welfare and stamps and everything. Actually, they're trying to get everyone off of it. Well, no, and yes and no. No, actually, yes, they want to make it seem that way, and no, they don't really want to do it because as you have the people relying upon the government, that means that the people do what the government wants them to do. Okay, let me give you a prime example of that. We have immigrants. that come over, illegal immigrants for that matter, and then we have migrants that's being allowed to come over. Well, when the government says, oh, yeah, you can come over, and we're going to supply you with food, and we're going to supply you with housing, and we're going to give you free medicine, we're going to give you free education, but the catch is, well, we did all these things for you, so we're going to let you go vote. So when you go to the voting booth, make sure you nominate the Democratic Party in, because after all, we were the ones that looked out for your best interest. Do you see where I'm going with that? So basically, they'll give you something, but then they're taking something as well. So we're going to give you all these things, and this is one of the reasons why Black people are so, how do I put it, dedicated to the Democratic Party, because they feel like the Democrats are the ones that give them the things. The Democrats give them the welfare. The Democrats give you the housing. The Democrats give you the education, but what cost are they giving it to you? Now, as we see right now, Hillary Clinton should not be allowed to be able to even run for president. She should be running to the border to escape jail. Okay. However, we have those who are, I'm gonna be nice today, uninformed, and therefore they're still voting for that that criminal. I'm gonna call her a criminal. I'm gonna be nice. That criminal, and therefore she's rising in the polls. All right. Goal two. End hunger, achieve food security, and improve nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. This sounds good, end hunger, achieve food security. However, what it really means is to invade the entire planet with GMOs and Monsanto's patent seeds while increasing the use of deadly herbicides under the false claim of increased output of food crops. Okay, basically what does this mean? This means while they're saying they're going to end hunger and achieve food security, yeah, by giving you GMOs, which is going to kill you. Well, people don't know what GMO is, genetically modified, basically plants and organisms, which basically what that is that they're giving you fake corn, fake beans, fake food, fake chemical, all these chemicals that Monsanto is pumping the air with, pumping your food with, and you wonder why people have cancer and all different kind of illnesses. It's because of the things that's in the food and the water supply, such as fluoride. All right, moving on. Goal number three, ensure healthy lives and promote the well-being for all ages. What this means is they're going to mandate that you take 100-plus vaccinations for all children and adults at what they call gunpoint on this article. Basically, they're telling you, when you're here in California, say, oh, it's mandatory for all school-age children to get shots, and if you don't get shots, you're not allowed to go to school. And then you have DHS workers coming to your home. They want to assign DHS workers to every single child that is born in the United States to make sure that you're going according to the program of what the government wants you to do. They're saying that your children are not your own children, that they actually belong to everyone, basically meaning the government. And so therefore, this is where this is going, okay, people? While people say, oh, we got all these freedoms, no, you don't. They are mandating what you can and what you can't do, even if it goes against your own belief. Okay, goal number four, ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Okay, what are we talking about with education? Common Core, that's a common myth. 5 + 5 = 10, simple as that. How many ways can you get it? 9 + 1, 8 + 2, 7 + 3, okay, the list goes on and on. But instead of that, how are they doing this math these days? Instead of saying 5 + 5 = 10, you want to take 20 - 10. Come on now, it's ridiculous. And they say, oh, well, we want to give you other ways to get to the same answer. Y'all can get to the same answer by saying 9 + 1 = 10, 7 + 3 = 10, 15 - 5 = 10. I mean, yeah, there's 100 ways, learning it the way that we normally would learn math. However, they want you to think that they have your best interest at heart when in actuality, they're trying to dumb down. And even though they're making it look more complicated, if you're learning new inventive ways of doing things, is actually to dumb you down. Why? So you can be dependent on your government. Goal number 5, achieve gender equality, empower all women and girls. Translation, criminalize Christianity, marginalize heterosexuality, demonize males, and promote the LGBT agenda everywhere. The real goal is never equality, but rather the marginalization of shaming everyone who expresses any male characteristics. What am I talking about? Well, if you're born a boy, they're telling you, oh, you don't have to be a boy. You could be a girl. Better yet, Johnny, you don't have to go to the boys' bathroom. You just go to the girls' bathroom if you feel like being Jane instead of Johnny. Oh, Jane, you don't have to be Jane. You could be Jim Bob, okay? You could go to the boys' bathroom. Forget you don't have the same equipment. You might not have had a surgery yet. But you know what? If you affiliate yourself with that, then you could go. Oh, Bill decides his overgrown self that he wants to go to the female's restroom to peep at other girls. So guess what? I'm going to put on some heels and some makeup today. In actuality, I'm not even trying to be a transgender, but for this particular day, I want to see some women. So I'm going to dress up like a woman, go in the women's restroom, and nobody can say anything to me because underneath all this makeup and heels, I am actually a pervert. Okay? That's what's going on. They want to feminize the boys, masculinize the girls. Nobody knows what sex they are. Let me tell you something. It's easy. God made you XXXY, okay? You're a girl, you're a boy. God, as simple as that, man and female. God created he, them. All right? Moving on. Ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation. Basically, they want to control the water. They want to control how it's delivered, what they put in it. Therefore, you control the water supply, you control the population. Number 7, ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy. Well, I'm going to sum this up. Basically, coal plants are going bankrupt due to Obama's Clean Air Act. All right, which is basically putting people's electricity at a higher rate. So when you get your next electric bill and it's skyrocket high, guess who you could thank? President Obama's Clean Air Energy, all right? Trying to say that he's protecting the environment. No, you're protecting the big wig's pockets. Goal number 8, promote sustained, exclusive, and sustainable economic development. What does that mean? That means regulate small business out of existence with government-mandated minimum wages that will bankrupt other sectors. While you got people at McDonald's talking about we need $15 an hour, you know what that does? It cuts the employees and makes them go to computers and say, okay, we're going to eliminate the human worker. We're going to replace it with computers. So guess what? It's cheaper to have a computer hand out a hamburger than it is for a person to do it. And better yet, the only thing we need is a person just to oversee it, just for oversight. We're going to get rid of human workers. That's what your minimum wage, $15 an hour, in this type of environment does for the economy. Goal number 9, build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. Basically, put the nations into extreme debt with the World Bank, spending debt money to hire corrupt American corporations. Okay, we know that we have a government full of crooks. We have a nation full of crooks. Big banks, big government, big payouts for them all. The little guy, guess what? You're squeezed out because you do not matter. Goal number 10, reduce inequality within and among countries. Punish the rich, the entrepreneurs, and the innovators. Confiscate nearly all gains by those who choose to work and excel. What is this? This is straight socialism, Marxism. If you adopt it, we don't want you making $150,000 to $200,000 a year. You should be making the same thing as your janitor, okay? So if you're making $10 an hour, well, the doctor should be making $10 an hour. If you are a lawyer, you should not be making any more than what the person is that's cleaning the law office, okay? This is called Marxism, socialism, redistributive wealth. Well, what in the world initiative would I have to go to get a law degree if I'm going to be making the same thing as the person who cleaned my law office? This is not to say that you're better. This is to say that I went to school to get an education so that I don't have to make the same amount of money, so that I can do better for myself. But in a Marxist environment, in a socialist environment, there is no reason to even try to excel, because you're never going to get anywhere. All right, we are running out of time. And I'm going to just go over, I'm going to read the headlines. Make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Take urgent action to combat climate change. Let me tell you something about climate change. Climate change is a climate lie. Okay, the government sprays chemicals in the air called chemtrails. Do your research, read it. They put chemicals on the land. They put chemicals on you. They put chemicals in your food. They put chemicals in your water. They put mercury and junk in the vaccinations. And guess what? Why? To kill you. People say, oh, our government would never, please never say what your government would never do. Because everything you said your government would never do, they have and is doing right now. 14, conserve sustainable use of ocean, seas, and marine resources. I don't have time, but they're dealing with the ocean fishing, the food supply. As we know, some fish just recently I covered, they had cocaine in the fish. What in the world is antidepressants in the fish? What in the world? What are you doing to the ocean? See, they want to kill off the 90% of the population. Read about the mass population reduction that these quacks want to do. They want to kill off 90% of the population while they're claiming, oh, we want to help. No, they're not. They have a diabolical plan in mind that they want to, hey, keep the elite and get rid of you. Goal 15, protect, restore, and promote sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystems, sustainable management force, combat desertification and halt reverse land degradation, and halt biodiversity loss. Okay, basically roll out Agenda 21 and force humans off of the land and into controlled cities, criminalize private land ownership. What just happened with the ranchers? You know, people look at that, oh, well, they were some criminals. No, the government was trying to steal their land, and they were trying to protect their land. But until people band together and start saying, hey, enough is enough of this government overreaching themselves, then more of that is going to happen. They want to put you in little tiny houses, stacked on top of each other, and take away the freedom of land and private property. That goes along with your gun ownership. The justice that was just, that Obama is wanting to put into the Supreme Court Justice, what's his name, Garland? What is he? He is a gun grabber. He is not for your Second Amendment, all right? So there you have it. This is your United Nations on steroids with Agenda 2030. Again, you can find this on truenews.com, TRUNEWS.com. Also, Google UN Agenda 2030. All right. Let's go to the Word of God, because while you got evil men plotting and planning, God will still cover his own, okay? Now, in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38, I'm going to read this these few verses, and it's called Death in the Pot. Elisha returned from Gilgal, and there was a famine in that region. While the company of the prophets were meeting with him, he said to his servant, put on a large pot and cook some stew for these men. So right there, Elijah was having a meeting, and he had a bunch of prophets at his home, and so he told his servant to cook some stew so he could serve his guests. One of them went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine. He gathered some of his gourds and filled the fold of his cloak. When he returned, he cut them up into the pot of stew, though no one knew what they were. So this servant went and gathered some herbs out in the wild. Now, if you're learning about how to sustain yourself in the event of emergency, please know what herbs and what mushrooms to not pick. Make sure you know what you're doing, because you can kill yourself, okay? So he went and chopped up some stuff. It looked all nice and dandy, you know, looked like it was going to be good. The stew was poured out for the men, but they began to eat and they cried out, "Oh, man of God, there is death in the pot," and they could not eat it. So these prophets like, "Oh, my goodness, we just ate some poison," okay? So the funny thing is they're all supposed to be prophets. And then instead of prophesying, oh, we're going to rebuke this death that's in this pot, they crying out, "Oh, my goodness, I'm about to die. Oh, goodness, there's death in the pot." However, Elijah said, "Get some flour." He put it in the pot and said, "Serve it to the people to eat." And there was nothing harmful in the pot. So you had to have somebody that was able to keep their head. You know, you have Christians. So as soon as something go down, instead of Christians going and say, "Oh, I'm going to pray this off. I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus." They go, well, let me run to the hills and the mountains. Let me run because I don't know what to do. I forgot I got God on my side. You better get Jesus. You better know that when things start coming down all around you, you don't lose your head. You better get on your knees. You better call it out. You better say, "Well, thus said the Lord." You better do what God gave you the power to do, and that is to cast out the demons, to heal the sick, to lay hands on people, to encourage people. Don't lose your head when something going on. We're seeing all these things that are going on in the world. We're seeing all kind of rioting. We're seeing racial division. We're seeing death, people killing each other by the masses. We're seeing the governments against each other and the own parties. And we're seeing all kinds of things that's taking place. But Jesus has told us what to do. We can pray. Prayer is the best weapon that we have. Now, it's normal for us to, you know, sometimes, you know, you get some news and you're like, "Oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?" But then, hey, hold on a moment. What do you do? You got to turn it over to God, because God can do what you can't do. See, God's arms can reach what ours can't. We're limited by our human side of us limit us. We have limitations. But God is not limited to what he can do. He can do everything. He does all things. And in the Bible, you know, he lets us know that we can claim the name of Jesus, say the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's no name like the name of Jesus. So when, like these prophets, they lost their head. They forgot they were prophets. The human side got to them for a moment. "Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? We've eaten some poison. Oh, we're going to die." But then you had a prophet in there that did not lose his head. He kept his calm. He told them what to do and put some flour in the pot, and they were able to eat in peace. We got to know that Jesus is the flour for the pot of poison we may be living in. We might be encountering all kinds of things, but when we call on the name of Jesus, that name has more power than any other name, and the demons will flee. They have no choice but to flee in the name of Jesus. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. "Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me." And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. It's free. It's already paid for. Some people are like, "I'm going to get myself together." And then, no, you can't get yourself together. Only God can get you together. And that's by allowing him to enter your heart. God bless you. As a reminder, we are on every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Sundays for a half hour of power at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I pray that these broadcasts are a blessing to you and that your soul is being enriched as you receive the news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. God bless you. Until next time.